CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Cleo Pascal of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, who's my guide on Oceania, Indo-Pacific Basin, this vast canvas of the globe. We turn to the attention in the U.S. Congress to the aggression and the success of the People's Republic of China in persuading, bullying, bribing, and otherwise intervening in the affairs of the Indo-Pacific Islanders in particular. And in a hearing before the oversight hearing before the Indian and Insular Affairs Subcommittee, Cleo described for the members of Congress, who were very eager and very disposed to all this information, Cleo described a castle wall and a corridor of freedom, describing the Pacific. Cleo, what is the castle wall and what is the corridor of freedom of a particular interest of yours in the testimony?
Thank you. Yes. So the castle wall analogy is one that was set up by Colonel Grant Newsham, who was formerly head of intelligence for the Marine Corps in the Pacific. And it describes the way that the U.S. has traditionally looked at defenses in especially the Western Pacific, which is to build up that whole Western perimeter off the coast of Asia. So you have, Guam, Marianas, and then reinforcing along the first island chain with Japan and the Philippines, and basically just reinforcing that first island chain and to some degree the second island chain. And that is the castle wall. That's what's protecting everything behind it. But in the meantime, through political warfare operations, China has jumped beyond the castle wall. It's right inside the perimeter, as you see with kind of the signing the security deal with the Solomon Islands, or with the attempts to set up a country within a country in the Marshall Islands through bribery. It's jumped the wall. And what Colonel Newsham says is, this focus on the perimeter has left the center unguarded. And in the center, what we're relying on to get to the castle wall, to resupply the castle wall, is what I think of as this corridor of freedom. Countries that have given over their defense and security rights to the U.S. freely. These are the freely associated states, Marshall Islands, Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau. They, in a compact of free association with the U.S., have given over their defense and security to the United States. And they covered a piece of the Central Pacific about the size of the continental United States that stretches kind of roughly from Hawaii all the way to treaty allies, Philippines, and then through Guam and Marianas up to Japan. So that we've been focusing on that north-south castle wall, but implicit in that is accessibility to this corridor, east-west corridor of freedom that lets you resupply the wall. And in China has been systematically, through political warfare, trying to erode that corridor of freedom, making resupply to the castle wall more and more difficult. So the idea is that just by focusing on that perimeter, we're missing what's making that perimeter possible and creating huge, huge vulnerabilities for the defense architecture of the entire Pacific.
You have recommendations to the members of Congress that I found very practical. You want to give tools and not direct orders. What does that mean, tools?
So the people of especially the three freely associated states they're in a fight for their lives as sovereign nations. And there are a lot of honest leaders who are really doing their best. And one of them was President Wipps, who is in Palau. He's offered the U.S. a base. He recognizes Taiwan. And countries like that need their own tools to get the information they need to defend themselves, to understand how the Chinese criminal organizations are bribing their politicians and things like that. So they've set up a national security coordinator position that really needs to be resourced and supported with the information she needs in order to better protect her country so that corridor of freedom does stay free.
I also like the idea about a think tank. 30 seconds. What will that do for the countries if they have their own think tank?
Nobody knows those countries better than the people there. And it gives them a voice to be able to bypass everything coming out of the U.S. bureaucracy and U.S. think tanks about we should appease or we should accommodate or this or that, and just say, look, these are our problems. And if we don't address them, we're going to lose our sovereignty and freedom as a country, and we will not be able to be the allies that you need.
Cleo Pascal, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies on the Indo-Pacific Basin, Oceania. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.